Welcome. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We have our girlfriend with us today. We have Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio. Without Melody, we would not be here, and we appreciate that very much. Melody and I have been doing another show. We call it Power Talks. We do that the hour just prior to this show, so we're back-to-back hours, back-to-back with news for you. Melody, welcome to CSC Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Well, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good morning again.
Yes. What's new?
Nothing. Well, when we finished the other show, we were just getting ready to start it, talking about what's been going on with the stock market, the dollar, the gold, and the silver. So why don't we start this show that way? We usually end up at the end of the show getting to what we really need to talk about. So let's talk about the economy and the finances here first.
Well, I mean, we've had pressure on gold and silver this week. A lot of them discussions were, you know, basically because there's a little bit more ease and, you know, there's no fear of any type of trade wars and so forth. And I didn't think that was really the main reason behind the rise in gold that we've seen here. Last week, we had a tremendous week last week. Today, we have pressure on gold once again. Today, we're holding about 1330 from the high of 1350 at the end of last week. So, in the beginning of this week. So, lots of pressure on it. Silver's following suit along with platinum. So, I think we'll reverse it. I mean, there was a lot of things that were moving it last week. I mean, and I think it really does come down to our debt. Mm. We had the big spending bill, and there was a lot of things going on, and I think gold and silver, I think you just have a lot of perhaps selling, a little bit of profit taking here, along with the manipulation.
manipulation.
Factors involving, and, you know, keeping the price suppressed for gold and silver, certainly. You can't have a strong stock market when gold and silver prices are rising significantly. The Dow's down a couple points today. It had a big reversal yesterday. It was positive yesterday. Friday we had a big drop. Monday it went up big. Yesterday it was positive. It started out and had another 300-point drop yesterday. And today it tried to take off. But currently, well, let me see if I can bring up what the current paper markets are doing. They were negative a little bit ago. The NASDAQ is down about 60 points. Dow is up about 23, but I think you're just looking at the NASDAQ. It looks like the administration might be going, you know, there's no love lost between Bezos from Amazon and the administration. So their stocks are dropping big, impacting the tech sector today, which is, you know, in the NASDAQ. So it's but there is extreme fear in the markets. We just really don't see it really pulling through, both in the paper markets or in gold. Let me see what the 10-year yield is falling. That's 1.29%, but there was a lot of treasury auctions that's going on this week as the government had to borrow, I think, $300 billion this month in order to pay interest and in order to pay the bills. So, but that usually will rise the yield. So, you know, I don't know. I think we're just having some sort of adjustments, and I can't really pinpoint anything in particular as far as, you know, why the 10-year yields are dropping. And I didn't see what the dollar strength was today. Let me see if I can get back there. I would assume that is much stronger today. We've had some weakness on that. Come on, screen. Let me see what the dollar is doing.
This is breaking news because she's pulling it up as we speak, so it's breaking news.
Yeah,
right?
It's 0.44 to the upside. We're still below 90, 89.77. Earlier in the week, we were ready to break into the 88 level in the basket of currencies for the U.S. dollar. So strengthen the dollar, which, you know, would affect the yields and gold also. So that's what's going on. I think it's going to be a quiet week in trading again because we have a holiday coming up, and usually you'll have markets move in ways that really doesn't pinpoint because you have lighter trading this week.
Well, I mentioned in the earlier show, we talked a little bit about some of the comments that Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary, had made about the tariffs. He had mentioned that the import tariffs placed on countries like China are helping the United States secure better trade deals. So whether they're sanctions or tariffs, you know, we've kind of talked about that in the past. If they're going to pick and choose who gets the tariff, then it's really a sanction. If it's across the board, then it's a tariff, which is a tax. And he says, I think that what the market is starting to get used to is we are not suicidal, and this is not some mission to blow up the world. So he says things are calming down, I think, just a little bit, and people are starting to, or the countries are starting to talk and negotiate. You know, that was what President Donald Trump had talked about on his campaign, that we're going to renegotiate these. And I think he's had to implement a few tactics. I don't want to call them scare tactics, but just serious tactics, whether it's tariffs on the steel or some other things that that have at least brought people to the table to talk, to negotiate, to renegotiate some of these deals that we kind of ended up on the bottom side of.
Well, I think so. I think so, too. But the whole point of tariffs, you know, I don't know. I'm not the president. I don't have the information they have in order. But, you know, you play your hand once, you can't play it again. And so the next time you want to bring on tariffs and so forth, most of us agree we need tariffs. We want tariffs. But then when you eliminate them, it really just goes to show, and I get you can renegotiate deals and trade deals, but, how long are they going to last? I mean, we talked about the, I didn't want to pull up Remington files for bankruptcy, but there was changes in the South Korea trade deal, and I don't know if I can bring that up here. I lost it. But they increased the automobiles that the U.S. can export to South Korea from 25,000 to 50,000. Well, there isn't one U.S. manufacturer in autos that shipped more than 11,000. So, you know, it's a long way from 25, so what's the point? You know, I mean, it's one thing to increase numbers, and so maybe I don't know if they're going to eliminate some of the other things that would I would think there would be other things, size and, you know, gas abilities and so forth. I don't know if those types of requirements are needed in order to ship vehicles to South Korea. But what's the problem? Why isn't the U.S. shipping more than 11,000 vehicles if our limit's 25,000? Mm-hmm. So why are they not going over there? So
yeah, that's true. Well,
so
it's
go ahead.
I was
going to
say, I think it was because it was kind of lopsided on the other end, and I think that might have a little bit to do with that. We're going to be heading into a break. I wanted to talk a little bit. We were pretty hot over the omnibus bill last week, and I'm still a little bit upset about that. I want to talk just a little bit about that, if you don't mind, if we discuss that some today, since we're talking about, and then get into this national debt that we have that nobody seems to think is important. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You need to give her a call. You need to check out her website and her newsletter that she puts out there and her show that she does every day at 4 o'clock on the Eastern Clock. And that is DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Give us a call at 1-877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann, I'll be right back. Melody Cederstrom, and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Moments from a founding father, perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Dan. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Melody, just heard that commercial, if you were listening, about our debt. It's just a quote from one of the founding fathers. We have done about everything these founding fathers warned us against, and I think that's a good part of the reason we're in the mess we're in, whether it comes to the topic of our debt. Something like the omnibus bill that is so convoluted that there's no way you can read it or understand it. And they warned us against that. James Madison warned us against that. The immigration problem, they warned us about some of that. Getting into the wars that we've gotten into, they've warned us against that. It seems like we've put aside the wisdom of the founding fathers, and I think that's a good part of the reason we're in the mess we're in. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that omnibus bill and let my listeners hear what you had to say about that as well.
Well, it's disgusting.
You know, and there you have it.
There you have it. I'm short, you know. But you know what? It's we all know that it's discouraging because you don't hear certain parts of that bill that was passed. We heard about the EPA, currently at $8.1 billion, keeps the funding. There was a rejection of the 31% funding cut that Trump had sought was rejected. So they're just right back keeps the funding at $8.1 billion. Funding for the Department of Energy's Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy. There was proposals to cut by 70%. They're going to see an increase of 12%. So it's just like, what are they doing? I mean, it was even campaign finance. There is a provision on page 1599. To create three separate funds within the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee. And each fund is going to be allowed to accept almost $100,000 from just one donor per year. So single donors could actually give up to $324,000 per year or $648,000 for a two-year election cycle to finance a party's operations. It just basically eliminates any other type of campaign finance reform laws that was on the book, which, you know, to me were a joke anyway, but at least there were some. And now they're being wiped away. And so there was so much in there, and it didn't seem to matter to anyone. To no one.
No.
It didn't matter. And this will come back to haunt, I believe. And I do believe that was the final nail in the coffin. I mean, since September of last year, we've gone into debt by $1.6 trillion.
Yeah.
This tax on how much more, they call it the $1.3 trillion, but revenues are going down because, you know, the tax cuts. Corporations don't, you know, I mean, they didn't pay that much anyway because of all their loopholes. But now that those that did pay only pay 21% instead of 35%. And I've been reading now that the taxes even on mainstream are, they're not as favorable as what we've been told. It kind of reminds me of Obamacare. So things are... It's going to be, you know, I think all of this will be exposed a little bit later on in the year if we make it that long.
Wow. That's not very encouraging. You know, the quote I have from James Madison about such things as like an omnibus bill, it says, "It will be of little avail to the people if the laws be so voluminous that they cannot be read, or so incoherent that they cannot be understood." When they put a bill before us that's 2,200+ pages, there's only one reason to have a bill that long, and that's because you're hiding things in it. And that's exactly what I believe that they do.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we have...
This isn't the first time.
No, and it goes on and on and on every time, you know. And the things that they do, I have an article here. I didn't get to read it in its entirety. But he's talking about the deep state. Now, he doesn't believe in the deep state as in conspiracy theories and that somebody's back there doing something sinister behind the scenes. He calls the deep state, he calls it out for what it is. Greed, he says, to be blunt, the people in Washington don't have the competence to design, implement, and enforce any type of master plan. This is his opinion. Yes, we have a Leviathan state, but it's much more accurate to think of Uncle Sam as being covetous, obese, and blundering oaf, as illustrated in many of the cartoons that we see. These guys are greedy. And they represent somebody, but it's not the people that elect them. And that's why they pass some of these bills. Those bills and what's in some of this legislation that they pass, they please those who are making donations to their campaigns and to other things. And I'm not sure what all the deals they cut. You know, I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices, and cutting deals. But it isn't about we the people any longer. And if they really wanted to, you know, go back to that Charlie Reese article, if they really wanted to do something about the debt, then they'd do something about the debt. It's kind of like with President Trump. He gave the Democrats an opportunity to do something about DACA, and they chose not to do something about DACA. So how much did it really mean to them? And it goes on and on and on with everything, but they're playing with fire with this economy, because it's getting more and more in debt and lopsided, and it's going to have to, you know, I like the illustration. I'll never forget it when you talked about the Titanic being on the high part in the stock market. Everybody's bragging about the stock market. It's higher than it's ever been as it's going down, you know, because something has to give eventually.
Well, it is. And I mean, and the way you can look at it is the reason that they can't do anything is they can't do anything. Because it's to the point of just managing it to keep it from collapsing. And I truly believe the structure, the foundation, is truly broken. You and they're just continuing to do and try to do these little fixes to maybe keep it going another day, another month, maybe even another year. And it is through desperation. It is through, and I think that's why nobody says anything. Nobody, we're just going to, pass it. We'll do this. And, you know, the American people are none the wiser because they'll wake up one day to a world that has changed. They are greedy. The deep state is D.C.
It is.
Corruption. I mean, we used to talk about corruption in other countries, and now we have it in our own backyard.
I think we've had it in the backyard, excuse me, for a long time. We just hadn't recognized it. But now it's getting to be, like you said, a Leviathan, and it's hard not to see it. And with all that they've done, I mean, you know, the jury's still out as to everything that President Donald Trump will or will not do. But there's no doubt in anybody's mind, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, and I'd really hate saying Republican or Democrat parties, but it's obvious that both of these have tried to block things that he's wanted to do, knowing, Melody, that that's why the people elected him, and that's why what they want him to do. Whether it's a wall, which we know that the wall isn't the answer to everything. He had mentioned way back when he was campaigning about a gold standard, and you haven't heard that again. But other things, they still haven't given him the administration yet. I mean, there's still like 69. I've got an article here somewhere that tells exactly how many that they haven't acted on. And it's not just the Democrats. It's the Republicans as well. 78 nominees.
I don't know how many of that starts from the top, and why they're not getting done. But the whole point is there's very little that a person can do when your hands are tied by debt.
You are slaves.
Santa Claus in there, and his hands are going to be tied by debt. There's only so much that you can do. And just like the spending bill, you know, all you heard was, it's all for the defense. It's all for the Defense Department. It's all for the DOD. It's all because of our security. We live in a fear-driven state of emotions anymore. And it's people, it's for our defense. We're protected now. We're safe. No.
It's for a tunnel, and a tunnel between New Jersey and New York, which is still a burr under my saddle. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio with Melody and Beth Ann. Well, we're on together today. So give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Melody and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code Beth Ann. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a sponsor of the show. You can give her a call in her office at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. If you'd like to ask her something here right now while she's on the air with me, you can give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Visit her website, dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. She's got a wonderful newsletter there, which I hope I can start being a part of again. I broke this crazy elbow and I still can't type, so I'm generally having a little trouble turning the arm around. But anyway, Melody, we have to be prepared. That's what we're really rolling down to. It's obvious to see that those who are elected are not doing what, and haven't for a long time, doing what they need to do to protect and take care of we the people, whether it's with our finances, whether it's with our national security, regardless of what it is. I mean, just the arguments that they're having over the census and over the wall and over you know, something like, well, they didn't argue very long over the omnibus bill, did they? They didn't argue a whole lot over that. They just did it and passed it. 2,200 pages, 2,232, I think it was, 2,200 pages. And it's obvious that they're not taking the best interest of the United States citizens into mind whenever they're legislating and making decisions. So it is up to us to take care of ourselves, so to speak. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know what? I was just thinking when you were saying that, you know, they got the omnibus bill too, the spending bill too late, that they didn't have a chance to read it, or did they have a chance to read it?
Exactly.
And that's an easier excuse than to saying that we actually read it and we agreed to it, because this isn't the first time they had the opportunity to vote on a spending bill.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had several times, you know, where the government was shut down. They did continuous resolutions in order to keep the government financed and so forth. So the big question is, did they really know what was in it? They had how many months to read at least something fairly close to the end bill that was given to them? So
maybe they had a synopsis.
So what would we be more angry with? Them passing a bill they didn't read, or them passing a bill at $1.3 trillion where they knew exactly what was in it and they just put all this other stuff in there that they should have known better about?
Well, they knew they put a tunnel in there. They knew they put a tunnel in there.
Well, it doesn't give the... See, if they would have said that they had knew what was in it, it'd give the people time to react and say no. But so by them saying that, hey, you know, we didn't, you know, we only got it, you know, 10 hours before we had to vote on it. Well, they voted it pretty quick.
You know what I said?
I knew what was in it.
I tweeted them and I said, shut it down. Shut the government down till you read the bill.
They knew what was in it.
I know.
Was my point.
I
knew exactly what was in it.
those little
you know,
thieves.
Again, they lie.
they lie. They thieve. You know, we the people need to be angry. We really need to get angry about this. But, you know, it's like I've said, don't be discouraged. Be determined. Rise above them. Because we are the ones in charge, although it hasn't looked that way for a very, very long time.
Well,
the Republic,
not only that
being,
we're in,
go ahead.
We are in charge, but it's also our dollar.
That's right.
You know, and it's like, how much are people willing to pay? I mean, there's a lot of people in this country who don't pay taxes, but there's a lot who do. And how much are they willing to pay? How much are they willing to sacrifice an education for their children, decent food on the table, and everything else that's been sacrificed just so the government can go on a spending spree that benefits them and only them? Jeez Louise.
So what do we do? We've got to take care of things at home, secure it at home somehow, some way. One way is...
If people don't think that they're out there to destroy you and to take everything that you've worked so hard for, you know, they're not... And it is the only thing that we can do. The only thing we can do is we can try, we can give our voice, we can pick up the phone, we vote, we try to change things that way. But what do we do in the meantime? Because in the meantime, they're still stealing from us.
Mm-hmm.
So you do need to protect what you have. And the only way I know, they don't want you to own it, so I guess that's something you should own, and that's gold and silver.
And to do that, we call Melody at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Or you can call her here right now at 877-895-5410. We need to, what is it, the word? Don't be scared, be prepared. That's the phrase that Melody uses time and time again, and also that gold is your savings account and silver is your checking account. So tell people how to get started.
Well, first they have to make the decision that they want to get rid of those fiat worthless dollars and get some real money. And then they give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. And then we come up with a plan for each individual of how, what their objectives are, what their goals are, how they want, you know, what they have to protect, what their assets are. We're not financial planners, But if we can't give you the information, how can you make you can't make an informed decision on how you need to protect your interests. So that's what we do. We help you be informed so you can make those decisions. And, you know, I can tell you what I believe. There's a lot of product out there to be purchased. There's a lot of misinformation, disinformation on the various products out there to own, various premiums out there on certain things. Sometimes there's good deals and then there's bad deals. And if you have dealers that are calling you, you know, except for us, because we don't call you unless we think there's a need to call you, unless there's a reason that it will truly benefit you. Most people are just trying to call you to make it good for them. And they do it on a regular basis. They have regular boiler rooms that they bring in new salespeople, and that's their job. They're given their books. They're given, you know, names that probably, you know, they have lists of. And the more they sell, they move up the ladder until they can actually get and receive current inquiries where people call, and that's how they work. So they'll say anything and do anything in order to get there. And a lot of these people or these places that you see on TV and everything, that's what they do. They have boiler rooms. And so it's
and
not
they will
in your
high
best
pressure
interest.
You. They will hard pressure.
That's what boiler, yeah, exactly. That's what boiler rooms are. It's very high pressured, very professional, very they're brilliant. Some of them are brilliant at it. And you end up, and they pressure, and they pressure, they call, they pressure. I had a woman tell me that, yeah, I told them I wasn't interested, and they sent me the paperwork anyway. She said, I told them I didn't want it. And
well,
I had a knock on my, yeah, and then they were upset with her because they sent the paperwork to her after she said that she didn't want, you should sign it, and they were actually upset with her.
Because, she had some new kindling. She had some new kindling there, you know.
Yeah, she did. She did. So, yeah, so we don't do that, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you hear me on programs. I get riled every now and then. But pretty much we're, you know, we don't feel we need to be high-pressured, you know, because when we're giving information and giving you the truth, you don't need to be high-pressured.
You know, you're just helping people make up their minds what they want to do and when they want to get started, whether they want to start big, small, little, you know, it's...
And we're here with the best prices and the best service.
And do you have a package today? We're going into a break. I didn't know if you had a package today or not. 1-800-375-4188 is Melody's number in the office. That's 1-800-375-4188. DGScoins.com is the website. You need to check that out, DGScoins.com. I want to talk a little bit about her other talk show that she does when we come back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried my pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is my pillow because it fits me. My pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My pillow fits you. But there's more. My pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSE Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSE Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Return to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with a sponsor, with our sponsor of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, Melody Silver, Melody Silverstrom, Melody Cederstrom. I wanted to tell my listeners and remind them again that I'm going to be speaking at the Range Rights and Resource Symposium on April the 21st. The symposium is April the 20th and the 21st. If you're looking for an event where ideas turn into discussions and lead to action, then you need to join us at that third annual. This is the third one they've done, Range Rights and Resource Symposium, and the title, title for this year is Farmers Feed the World. We're taking a look at the issues that impact Americans, from our food, our water, to government overreach, everything. Two full days of information mixed with a healthy dose of networking and friends. You're going to recognize the speakers, John Duarte, Ammon Bundy, Trent Luce will again be the MC, Kimberly Fletcher, Brian Hyde, another radio talk show host, and yours truly will be there as well, and there will be others that are there, and some they can't mention because of security reasons, and so you really want to be a part of this. Either be there or go on rangerights.com, and they will be doing a live feed there so you can watch and listen. Rangerights.com. It's in Modesto, California. It's only $75 for the two-day event. And I'm going to have some other announcements. I'm kind of getting some news coming in from emails right now as we speak, and I'll have some other announcements either in the next 2 days or on Monday about the symposium. So I want to get back to Melody right now. I kind of put you on a spot. I'm really good at that. I do that to her a lot, about whether or not she had a special for us today, a package.
Well, actually, I don't, because we've had the pressure in gold and silver. We had it down. Let me see if I can bring that up here. And it's difficult, too, because I want to make sure when I present specials that I can, I don't have to constantly change them. I want to
right.
be able to keep them at a price for a couple of days. So I didn't want to charge a special, and if we have a little more pressure, it goes down and so forth. But they can call us. We have some 90% dimes. I'll price it where the prices would be with a good deal, 90% dimes, AUBU dimes, mm-hmm. and that we're getting in. So it's a great deal, 90% silver. People love the 90% silver, and I love it because the premiums are so low at this point in time. So all premiums are low, even $20 gold pieces, they're at 20-year lows, the premium. So it's a great time to be buying, and we want to buy low, sell high. That's what it's all about. The fundamentals of gold and silver will never change. As long as we're on a fiat currency, gold and silver will protect your purchasing power. I did an example this morning where, 50 years ago, gasoline cost, what, about 35 cents?
Right.
Well, today, and that took about 3.5 dimes for 35 cents. Well, you could buy a gallon of gasoline today for 3.5 dimes. So right there, it shows you that you can purchase the same thing with those dimes today as you could 50 years ago.
Mm.
But you can't say the same thing for anything else that's purchased in the U.S. dollar. So, again, we've seen the value of our currency decline. It's going to continue to decline because that's what happens when you have a fiat currency. So, therefore, the fundamentals of gold and silver protect your purchasing power, and the increase in prices are just gravy. And I hear people say, well, when is the price of gold going to go higher? When is silver going to go higher? It's all relative, ladies and gentlemen, and it's all because we're looking to preserve our purchasing power. That's the importance, because you can buy a gallon of gasoline with those 3.5 dimes as you could 50 years ago.
Mm.
The gold pieces we have today, you can buy the same thing from 100 years ago.
You know, Derry, when I worked for Derry Brownfield, he used that same example with a man's suit.
Right.
On purchasing a man's suit with the gold or with the silver, that it stayed the same same amount, even though your fiat dollars had gone up and up and up and up. So I found that fascinating. I'll never forget that. He gave that example about a man's suit.
Yeah, and it's... And that's what gold and silver prices, I mean, I certainly can't guarantee it, but the fundamentals, as long as we have a fiat dollar and it loses value, gold and silver prices are going to rise higher. Silver is having a difficult, the real reason, so in addition to manipulation, but we all know that happens, but the other reason is it really is looked at as an industrial metal. But the problem is, or I should say the good news is, whenever we go into an economic situation, it reverts to a monetary metal. And that's when it takes off because, not everybody can buy gold. So they go into silver. They want to get rid of those fiat dollars. So if they don't have big retirement accounts or pension funds or IRAs and they're just looking to protect what they do have in savings, they'll go to silver and it converts back to monetary metal. It always has in the past, and it always will in the future. So whether it's gold, silver, or both, protect your savings. Don't let the government get it.
No. They're getting enough of it already.
They're getting enough of it already.
1-800-375-4188 is the number to call her in her office. That's 1-800-375-4188. Real quickly, we're down to the last minute here. Melody does a show at 4 o'clock on shortwave, 4 o'clock Eastern time on shortwave. I wanted you to give a little plug for that today.
Well, it's 4 o'clock Eastern time. It's on shortwave. You can go to our website at dgscoins.com and listen to it live. And we also, you know, have the archives there. So if you can't be there live at 4, you can always listen to the archives. And it's probably one of the longest running financial programs on shortwave. And, you know, it's just not shortwave. We have other places we do the radio at. But so if you want to know about finances, how government and Wall Street and geopolitical impacts affect gold and why you need to own gold and silver, make sure you tune in.
It's called Financial Survival, correct?
Correct.
That
is
correct.
I got it
right. I always get it wrong. I got it right that time. Financial Survival. She has lots of different guests that help her out there and
well,
lots of opinions.
Co-hosts.
Okay.
We have two co-hosts. I have Dave Allen as Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we also have Pastor Butch Paul joins me on Tuesday and Thursday. We have James Corbett that joins us every other week. And Greg Hunter will also be a guest. He's on the program about once a month.
And we are out of time.
Okay.
Thank you, Melody, for being with us today. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio as we study and do whatever we can to bring America home.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.